Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, a strong and powerful Rupa Patel. Rupa, are you ready to do this?
Yes, George. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Excited to have you back on. Rupa is a certified mastermind professional. She is a business trainer, an author, speaker, and coach. She has been a business mentor for Rural Women Entrepreneurs of India, which is a Google Accelerator program. She served people from over 16 countries, and she is just getting started. Rupa, welcome back. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Thank you so much, George. It's such a pleasure to be back on one of my favorite podcasts. So thank you very much for that lovely introduction. That's pretty much what I do in my professional life. Personally, I'm a mom, so that takes up most of my personal time, and it's fun to be that. If I were to relive any moments from my past, I would go back to my child's birth and his babyhood. So that's something that I'm very passionate about in my personal life. And the reason what I do is, and first of all, what I do there is I am basically on a mission to serve heart-centered entrepreneurs, grow their income and impact. And the reason I do that is because when I got started a couple of years ago, I was pretty much trying to figure it out all by myself. So now that I'm in a position to serve and help, I'm doing exactly that. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, certainly does. And I appreciate wanting to work and help heart-centered entrepreneurs, folks who are in fact heart-centered, are wanting to do positive things and to really help people. And oftentimes, I think that sometimes it can be difficult to necessarily monetize that. We want to be able to do good, and we also need to be able to earn an income, and how do I actually make that happen? And something I've been thinking a lot recently is about mastermind groups and how coming together in a group can help not only me, but can help the other people. And it just seems like something that I want to be thinking more about and talking more about. So that's why I wanted to bring you on today.
It's such an honor, and I've been passionate about mastermind. Very recently I've got into it, a couple of years ago, but wow, I feel like I have been a lifetime in this mastermind zone, as I call. So let's get started, and I'm happy to help your audience get maximum information filled with value, and also hopefully to answer that question of yours, you know, that comment which you passed about heart-centered leaders wanting to serve and yet to monetize. Stay tuned, listeners, because I'm going to answer that as well on this show. So let's begin, George. Thank you.
Yeah. So why, maybe just talk about why masterminds, or the values, the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And let's start. So for that, I would love to start with a beautiful quote from Jim Rohn, where he says that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I'm sure you've heard of that. And this is one of my very close to heart quotes, because when I first read this, I was like, where do I find those like-minded five people? Because it's not easy, especially if you are a business leader or a corporate leader. You're not really surrounded all the time with those like-minded five people. So where do I find those? And then a couple of years later, that is when I discovered masterminds. So first of all, a very, very, very simple definition of mastermind is when two or more like-minded people come together in perfect harmony to help each other grow and succeed. That's one of my favorite super simple definitions of mastermind. And going by that, the beauty of mastermind is you can easily access those five people or even more, but at least those five people who you can spend your most time with and therefore become an average of them or even more. So that is where the excitement of Mastermind came along. But George, do you know that, you know, on one of my podcasts where I was interviewing Mastermind hosts from all over the globe, one of the questions that I asked everybody was, do you get this question a lot, that Mastermind is the new shiny thing? And guess what they said, George?
I don't know. Yeah, what?
It was very funny. Almost everybody said, yeah. You know, the first time when somebody hears about Mastermind, they all feel that, wow, this is the new shiny thing. So for those people who feel that way, I have a special news for you. If you have read this book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Mastermind was mentioned in that. If that is not enough, if you know who Albert Einstein is, if you know who Henry Ford is, they used to mastermind together. And that is one of the first documented mastermind sessions evidence in that book as well. So that's the beauty of mastermind. And to answer your question, what are the benefits of this mastermind groups? I would say there are five core benefits. The first one is, by the virtue of being in a mastermind group and masterminding regularly, we get access to multiple, not just one, but multiple solutions, perspectives, and directions to the problems that are the most pressing issues or challenges that is keeping you awake. But you get all this information in the shortest possible time. So that's first. Second is you save thousands of dollars on consultations and coachings by investing in this high-level mastermind with experienced business owners and leaders who are eager to assist you wholeheartedly. So that happens. So yes, you save a lot and a lot of money. I'll be giving some examples of this probably later. But the third benefit is, wow, we save time. Because the truth is, you know, George, nobody, even the wealthiest person, cannot buy time. But the truth is, we can buy shortcuts. So the third benefit, which is the time, saving the time, is because we get the best possible, tried and tested shortcuts that we can implement in our life and in our businesses by being in Mastermind. That's one of my favorite benefits. The fourth benefit is consistent growth. Because, George, you may be knowing that, you know, so many of us, we sometimes get crippled and our momentum goes for a toss. But by the virtue of being in a mastermind groups that meet regularly, that could be a fortnightly or a monthly mastermind, but these mastermind bring in the much needed discipline, consistency, and momentum for growth. So that's my fourth benefit for mastermind. And the fifth one is my favorite, because this is all about heart-centered networking. Imagine meeting those heart-centered leaders and business owners month on month, probably more frequently than that. Imagine over the years, over the months, over the decades, the kind of long-term alliances, strategic alliances, friendships that come out of it. This, according to me, George, is networking on steroids. So that is that. These are five very big benefits of being in a mastermind group, as per me.
Love
it. Over to you, George.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And certainly, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, that's, if it's not the Bible of personal success literature, it's got to be up there. And and I think that if you look around, there have been mastermind groups for a really long time. maybe yeah. we just have not thought about it. Here in the United States, mm-hmm. we've got lots of organizations like Rotary and Elks Club and and certainly BNI, and now we have Vistage and EO, and those are all examples of masterminds. So they come in all different shapes and sizes, and I guess maybe that's a good lead in. Are there masterminds for just about everything?
Oh, what a lovely question. Thank you for asking that. Yes. If you look at the premise of Mastermind, it is all about the common interest groups.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So it could be some of the professional mastermind groups are marketing masterminds, bloggers mastermind, podcasters mastermind, and even a little more conventional professionals like doctors, community owners, realtors, they have their own masterminds. They may or may not refer to that groups as mastermind groups, but yes, as long as two things, as long as first you have a common interest and second, an intention to serve in order to grow together, I think there could be a mastermind for about everything. So what a lovely question. Thank you for asking that.
Yeah, certainly. And so this is the way that it sort of strikes me is that you talked about how you can save certainly time and save money, because I could just go and hire a one-on-one coach, but that would be considerably yes. more expensive, and I could DIY it. I could do it on my own. I sort of look at this as almost a middle ground.
Oh, and it's a beautiful middle ground, because the fun part is those coaches and mentors whom you would hire one-on-one. And by all means, I'm a big fan. I personally have 3 coaches as of now. So I'm a big fan of one-on-one coaching and group coaching and getting mentored myself. However, the beauty is if you are in the right mastermind group, for all you know, some of those best-in-class coaches and mentors are actually your colleagues, your peers in that mastermind group. And just for pennies on dollars, you get to pick their brains and the other way around. So that's the beauty of a very well-facilitated mastermind group, George.
So well-facilitated, what does that mean?
I love that question as well, because the fun part is if you just right now, even I'm speaking with the listeners right now, if you Google mastermind groups, chances are you may come across some of the upcoming webinars which are being termed as masterminds. Some of the trainings, they are being referred to as mastermind. Networking events. Oh my God, how many times in how many continents has this happened? Networking groups are referred to as masterminds. Whereas you need to be in a mastermind group to really know what that is all about. But the truth is, mastermind is a kind of overabused term. So therefore, a trainer, a coach, a mentor, a business networking group, or just a webcast is being referred as mastermind. However, the moment you actually invest and you get invited to a high-level mastermind, you will instantly know that a mastermind group, a high-level mastermind group, or a high-level mastermind session is totally different by leaps and bounds as compared to those other so-called mastermind sessions. And the reason behind that is a very well-established facilitator who not only appreciate what a mastermind is, but is seasoned in hosting a perfect mastermind. And therefore, without a good facilitator, I think there cannot be a good mastermind. And think about it. Some of the best brains and some of the most kind hearts are there in that room. And if I, as a facilitator, if I fail to bring them together to have well-timed sessions and sections of my mastermind to leverage the most of their time, then I fail as a facilitator. And most of the people who host the so-called masterminds without understanding this aspect of well-facilitated sessions, that is where the disaster happens. So therefore, I believe that, you know, anybody who would like, and the beauty is anybody who is especially a subject matter expert can host their own mastermind, provided they take time to understand the nitty-gritties of the facilitation part. And for example, George, I personally train subject matter experts like coaches and mentors and trainers to host their masterminds in as less as 30 days. But it is certainly a process to make sure that everybody's time is honored and every single person after every single session of mastermind walks out with way more than they had ever experienced or could have figured out on their own, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And you know, the last thing I want is to be in a crappy meeting, because we've all sat through crappy meetings and I don't like to have my time wasted. And so, yes, if I'm going to be involved with a mastermind, or I expect that somebody would be involved with a mastermind that I was associated with, I would need to be a really exceptional facilitator and to be super organized and to be able to make sure that everything that you've just described actually does happen. Yeah. So I appreciate that. Is it a function of, is it me doing work independently and then coming together? How does the actual structure of the mastermind usually work?
Oh, great question. Thank you for asking that. Given the scenario right now, there are so many different ways that a mastermind could be done, depending on where you're coming from, where you have learned your masterminding from, or which masterminds have you been a part of. But essentially, a very good high-level mastermind should have a couple of these elements. First is shared wins, because let's face it, all of us, especially the high achievers or people who are, you know, driven by passion and mission, we are so focused on our goals, our end goals and our milestones, that we tend to be kind with almost everybody on this planet except ourselves. Have you been there, George?
Of course.
So I thank you very much for the honesty. And yes, I have been there too. So while I'm kind and nice and generous with everybody around me, I am absolutely brutal to myself. I can only pick and, you know, see things that I have not done or how far away I'm from my goal. However, in a well-facilitated mastermind, one of the very important elements there is shared wins, where we take time to see and talk about how far we have come from last week or last month or last fortnight, and identify at least a couple of wins, if not at least one big win. And then we celebrate that together. So this very section, although it looks and sounds like a very simple one, but this actually encourages, this does so many things, not just to our own brains, like, you know, releasing all those feel-good chemicals, but it also encourages us to do more, be more, have more. And that, this just a small thing of, you know, shared wins is one of the aspects that every high-level mastermind will have. So that could be a good identifier if you are considering one of the masterminds. So that's one. Second, of course, is the actual brainstorming or the mastermind session, also called as the hot seat session or the spotlight session, depending on where and which part of the world you're coming from and which profession you're coming from. But this is a section where the real magic happens, where all the amazing brains. And you know, before I could share that, let me just read out this amazing quote, because Napoleon Hill does a beautiful justice to what I'm about to share. So again, in his book, he has quoted that no two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to the third mind, also known as the mastermind. So in other words, this particular leveraging, you know, brainstorming and leveraging the experience and expertise of every single person in the room or on the call, depending on how you're doing the mastermind. If we cannot do that, then a mastermind fails tremendously. But this, on the other hand, is literally where the magic and therefore the transformation happens. So this is another section of a beautifully well-facilitated high-level mastermind where I may just walk in with one specific challenge that I want to get some ideas thrown upon, but I actually walk out with way more than what I had come in for. I could have got multiple perspectives, multiple solutions, multiple directions. And that is, again, an identifier of a fabulous mastermind group. And there are a couple of others, but I would leave you with one last, this is my favorite, and that is the spirit of harmony and growth, where the mastermind, although the session, you know, the session may happen just once in a fortnight or once in a month, but a truly connected and well collaborated mastermind group will never stop masterminding. They will continue to engage and assist each other and support each other beyond the walls of the mastermind session or the call. And that's the beauty. This is where the real magic happens, because this, the spirit of helping each other, creating a better version, not only for ourselves, but also helping others do the same. Now, this is what the world needs, because even if I, as a person who is attending a mastermind, even if I take an accountability to help one other person, and like that, if this continues and there are more and more people becoming a part of mastermind groups, the world certainly is going to be a more generous and a more smarter and a more better place to stay. There are so many aspects of mastermind, but I think these three are some of my favorites.
I love it. I think that that's great. Beautiful. Well, Rupa, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they engage with you and mastermind groups?
Oh, fabulous. Thank you very much, George. It is a big, big thanks to you for calling me again on your show. I love this show. And to answer your question, you can just visit my website. That is www.rupapatil.com. That is rupapatil.com. And that is where you'll find most of the information, including the mastermind groups that I host. And if you are a subject matter expert, you could be a coach, a mentor, an author, a speaker, a trainer, a consultant, advisor, investor, if you are interested in creating a larger impact by serving your community, by offering them an incredible environment filled with growth and support, then you should absolutely consider hosting your own mastermind. And if you need help in that, just reach out to me. I can help you do that within the next 30 days. So all that information you will get right there. And you could be one like Bren. So George, is it okay if I share about somebody? This is one of my favorite success stories regarding mastermind.
Of course.
Thank you. I would like to give a shout out to Bren Roquero, who is from Philippines. And this was one of my early masterminds at the first wave of COVID. And she only had an offline business. But she walked into this mastermind session, and I'm just talking about one session, where she talked about how do I digitize or, you know, monetize my offline business and convert that into online. And at the end of just this one session, she got so much to implement that within the next couple of time, not only did she convert her offline business into online, but she also got her first paid client even during the corona time. So this is the power of attending just one mastermind session. So imagine what happens when, you know, somebody stays consistent with that growth environment. So therefore, whether or not you attend my mastermind or George's mastermind or somebody else's, but I invite you to leverage that power of mastermind with whoever that is. George.
I love it. Thank you. Perfect. Well, Rupa, thank you so much for coming on. Again, I appreciate it. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Rupa your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to rupapatil.com. That's rupapatil.com. And dig deeper into everything that she's been sharing with us and talking about today. Thanks again, Rupa.
Thank you, George. Thank you for rocking this show. And thank you for calling me again.
Oh, for sure.
It is a pleasure serving you and your amazing listeners.
Love it. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.